All right, and we are recording.
Okay.
Hey, co-op listeners. My name is Lynn Coles here, and I am working on this wonderful program called In Touch Interviews for Co-op's Community Council. We've been doing these interviews since about April 2020 to make sure that folks in the Central Texas area and co-op listeners had information and access to resources in the community that have been created before the pandemic, during the pandemic, and we'll continue this after the pandemic too, so that folks know what kinds of networks are out there, what kinds of programs are out there, and what kinds of people are out there to help make sure that our friends and neighbors and loved ones can stay stable and avoid crisis if we can during this really difficult time and moving forward. And we're really stoked this month to be programming a series of co-op radio programs, Reflections of Community Outreach, Bringing Light into Darkness, this show here, In Touch Interviews, and also the Civil Rights and Wrongs program, to band together and share information and stories and histories and backgrounds about organizations run by women, for women, and non-binary people in the Central Texas area. They're just doing really, really excellent work to empower the women and non-binary folks in our life and make sure that people have good resources and feel well equipped to move forward with all the different stages as they come along. And I'm really excited today as part of our International Women's Month celebration and also as part of our In Touch interview show just in general to be speaking today with Mia Johns, who is the executive director of Dress for Success Austin, which is a remarkable women's empowerment and professional development organization here in Austin. And it is, Mia, is this right? It's part of a larger national organization too, but the Dress for Success Austin campus is, of course, in Austin. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Thanks for having me, Lynn.
Yeah, for sure. I'm so excited to be able to share this incredible resource with folks and just have your voice out there as well as a community organizer and a real model for other folks in town. So let's see. Give us a little bit of background about you, if you don't mind. How'd you come to Dress for Success? What's your professional background? Where'd you come from? So forth.
Sure. Yeah. So I've been at Dress for Success for 10 years, okay. And you know, what's not to love about fashion and female empowerment?
Yeah.
But really, just being able to work in a job that you love and feel like you're making a difference and get paid a little bit for it is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I started out just part-time as a volunteer coordinator and, you know, got into some of our programs. And I've had a long career doing lots of different things in communications and have enjoyed using those skills at Dress for Success Austin.
Awesome. And in the spirit of communications, I was just working with a colleague of mine who is applying for a new job and really, like many women, is not able to say directly, I'm so good for X and Y reasons. You want me because these are my skill sets and I am awesome at them. And so I just think that communicating those things is so important. And I'm sure that Dress for Success has lots of experience helping women speak themselves up and celebrate themselves. Yeah. Could you talk a little bit about that process?
Yeah, it is so important. And, you know, especially this month where we're celebrating lots of women and their diversities and challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And we do want women to leave having the hope and confidence that they need to really get that job, get that next level job, right? To make more money and be able to support themselves and take care of their families if they need to. So it is something, you know, we like to say that we meet women wherever they are in their journey.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just great listeners trying to figure out what it is that she needs. But most of the time she leaves with the confidence that she needs to get that good job.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about the folks who work with Dress for Success from the perspective of community members who come to the organization looking for a little bit of a confidence booster or otherwise maybe a sharpening of a skill set. Who generally comes to Dress for Success for assistance with professional development?
You know, it could be any woman, any female identifying woman who is looking for a job or a better job. And what's great about Dress for Success Austin is there are no income requirements.
Oh.
So we can help anyone who needs that just leg up, or just somebody to work one-on-one with her and help her sharpen her skills for her job search.
Awesome. Dress for Success is a metaphor, right? I mean, there's so much more to the organization than the literal clothes and the clothes closet that is there to help people make sure that they can look professional in job interviews. What other kinds of services are coming out of the organization in addition to that clothes closet?
That's exactly right. And I'm so glad you brought it up, Lynn, because we do have 7 other career development programs, from job searching to job retention, that helps women in their journey. And it's not just about clothes. It's, you know, it's so much more.
Mm-hmm.
We have an awesome new program called Path to Employment that we started during the pandemic, knowing that women needed to get to work quick. We had, you know, all of these awesome volunteer mentors who were ready to help women. It's a 6-week program, career readiness program. We do it through Google Classroom.
Okay.
And it's totally guided. And so the volunteer, you know, has a curriculum in front of her. They're working virtually, one-on-one, going through all of the important tools for a successful job search. And we have had a 23% success rate in women finding jobs immediately after graduating.
Oh, wow. So a quarter of participants immediately find a job after that program. Wow.
Yes. It's been great.
Yeah. I'm thinking about all the different kinds of women and women identifying people out there. Are there age limits or age requirements for people who can participate? What's the guidance that you would give to folks if they're like maybe coming right out of a GED program and looking for assistance in the job finding process?
Sure. Yeah. Good question. There are no age requirements. You know, we help women, young women, 18 and up, and even older women who thought maybe they were retired, but then they decided to go back to work. And so we want to help them as well. And then we also work with some of the AISD, the Austin Independent School District Alternative Learning Centers, and just help some of those young women as well.
Yeah. You mentioned your volunteer force earlier. What is the role of volunteers at Dress for Success Austin?
You know, we could not provide all of the services that we do without our volunteers. They provide 97% of our services for us. We have, right now we have 180 active volunteers and they're all working virtually.
Yeah.
And, you know, the virtual programming has gone really well just because it's brought in some new and different types of volunteers who otherwise wouldn't be able to volunteer, you know, because they were at a job all day.
So
we're just so fortunate, you know, they can volunteer working one-on-one with a client. They can even do the image consulting virtually. And then we have all kinds of corporate volunteers who are teaching women different skills through webinars or just through career consulting appointments.
Yeah. And how important do you think that modeling process is? Like, there's been lots of, I feel like, cultural commentary in the last, well, I was going to say the last 10 to 15 years, especially after that documentary came out called Misrepresentation. I don't know if you ever saw that one.
I have not.
Okay, I'll send you a link to it. It's great.
Yeah,
but it's
thanks.
It's about media portrayals of women and how those portrayals really ingrain certain kinds of femininity and certain kinds of womanhood in the thinking processes and cognitive practices of young women and young women identifying people. And one of the big issues in, you know, that documentary and lots of other critique out there is just that If you don't see somebody who looks like you doing a thing, it's often that you don't feel like you could do it either.
That's right. That's so right. And they come to us with these preconceived ideas or beliefs. And It's surprising, even just with an hour appointment, that they're able to leave thinking, totally different and being more positive about what's ahead of them. Of course, knowing that they have to put a lot of work into it, but knowing that we're there to support them and that they have hope. And one thing, that we do when we train volunteers is just to be sensitive to everyone who comes through the program, no matter where they are, no matter what they're dealing with, and to be able to help them feel empowered and define their own success. It's not about what we tell them success is. Mm-hmm. It's about, this is how I would feel successful. And we listen to that and we help them get there.
Yeah. You said that earlier, just meeting people where they're at. And I think that there is, it's interesting conversation happening right now about the idea of professionalism itself, like what success, and you just mentioned this, like what success actually looks like for people in a workplace, what kinds of workplace environments are generative and beneficial and healthy for people. I wonder, is there a kind of like meta conversation about professionalism or about workplaces in general happening at Dress for Success Austin ever?
Definitely. And especially now, right? After the pandemic, we're all seeing that we can work from home. We don't necessarily have to go into the office. We're definitely not wearing suits.
Yeah. Right.
It's kind of what it is. You have to define what it is you want out of your career.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's a whole topic on that, right? In our Path to Employment program, where we help them identify what is it that you really want,
mm-hmm.
what is going to work with your lifestyle, with your family, how is it going to work with your future goals. It's all about how they define success, mm-hmm. and we're trying to debunk all of those preconceived ideas of what is a career, what does success look like.
Yeah. And I mean, success for somebody who is a self-employed food truck owner looks very different for success for somebody who is like a sole proprietor CPA or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. And volunteers are trained to ask them, what type of jobs are you looking for? When we do the image consulting. Because the last thing we want to do is put them in professional clothing, that they don't feel comfortable in or they are not going to need.
Right.
And I know that, we've already started talking about it with the volunteer training, how we all dress is going to look totally different. And that's great, right?
Yeah, totally. And if somebody doesn't need a $700 suit to go to work, awesome.
Exactly. Yes, totally.
Well, let's see. What you mentioned that you're doing the online classes now and the amazing 180 volunteers who are doing that work with your team and with your clients. What does the future hold? You mentioned that we're all going to be doing more virtual stuff, probably a lot more than we thought we ever could. I imagine some of that will stay. What's your plans for the next 6 months and then maybe the next year or so?
Yeah, we knew we needed to go virtual with our services for a long time, but we did not do it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, 1 week after we physically closed, we were ready to go. So.
Yeah.
It was a good kick in the pants for us to put all of our services online. And I see in the future that we'll probably have a hybrid of some in-person, some online services. And, we don't necessarily need to gather in larger groups and to be able to have that human connection, that one-on-one connection. It's okay that it is virtual and that they're working online together. And they're still creating that rapport with each other and trust relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to look a lot different for us for sure.
Yeah. And even, just like learning how to talk on Zoom, like raising a hand, putting information in the chat, like using the Q&A function, administering a breakout room. Like, I didn't know what any of these things were
exactly
a year ago. It's just like, yes. It's a whole new vocabulary. And it's just so helpful for folks to have a guide through some of those changes.
Definitely.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you've been working with a wider group of people, maybe because you have access to the, to the virtual programs right now. Are there other Dress for Success organizations within the state of Texas, or is it just Dress for Success Austin? So my question is kind of that's a roundabout way of saying, do you work with folks all over the state? What's your geographic radius? Who can reach out?
So there's four other locations in Texas, and it's San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, and then the Panhandle area.
Okay.
And unfortunately, our Corpus office just closed. But we are helping women in the Central Texas area. But, you know, that's a wide range of people, obviously.
Yeah.
And with the virtual services, it has allowed us to reach out to a woman who, you know, where transportation could be a barrier. You know, we heard a lot when we had in-person services that she just couldn't get to us. You know, sometimes it was a 2-hour bus ride just to see us. And we all know that the Austin traffic was, you know, wasn't helping.
Right.
So, you know, now we can do that. We can help her virtually.
Yeah. And I, you know, there's all kinds of problems that come along with having these many computers in our hands all the time called smartphones. But if somebody has a smartphone, then they can join the Zoom meeting, you know, assuming that they've got space enough to download an application and are able to find a Wi-Fi signal, which luckily is, you know, more accessible nowadays than I think it has been in the past due to the fact that everybody's looking for them. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, of course, you know, there are challenges and we are concerned that women are not able to reach us or work with us because she doesn't have access to the right technology, mm-hmm. or maybe just doesn't have the knowledge to use the technology. But, you know, there are resources in Austin that help her with that. And, you know, that's a lot of what we did in the beginning, Lynn, was just connecting the clients to the appropriate resources, you know, and making sure she had what she needed during the pandemic.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier that there's no income cap on the participants who participate in the different programs organized by Dress for Success Austin. Is there a cost associated with any of them? Whether Path to Employment or Clothes Closet or any of the other professional development practices or programs?
Yeah, there is no cost.
Okay.
To our services. You know, every single one of them is offered at no cost.
Awesome.
And we have 160 affiliates in 30 different countries with the Dress for Success Worldwide brand.
Wow.
And, you know, it's kind of just like, you know, we pay an affiliation fee,
mm-hmm.
but each affiliate on their own is responsible for their own fundraising. And so, you know, we give all these services to the community, and then the community, you know, helps us by supporting our mission.
Right on. Are there any fundraising initiatives coming up?
Well, we just had our Little Black Dress event at Doc's Drive-In Theater that worked out great. Yeah, we were able to social distance, and
awesome.
It was really successful. Of course, we're always raising money, you know, mm-hmm. just so we can take care of our clients and keep the lights on. And then people can always visit our Amazon wish list if that's something that they would like to do. We keep it really current, you know, especially with cosmetics for women of color,
mm-hmm.
and just want to make sure that we have all of the resources that that they need whenever we do the image consulting. And we are still doing the image consulting. We just do it through no contact pickup.
Okay, gotcha.
And then clients just fill out a form to kind of talk about their sizes, their styles, you know, what they mm-hmm. feel comfortable in. And we'll even have volunteer image consultants kind of just FaceTime or whatever, video chat with somebody, and they look in their closet and help her put together outfits with clothes that she may already have. So that's fun
Awesome.
too.
And very beneficial for those folks who maybe couldn't even make it into town
Yes.
for a contactless pickup.
Yeah, exactly.
How does the Amazon wish list work? I'm unfamiliar.
Yeah, so Amazon offers nonprofits just a way, or anybody really, I mm-hmm. guess, like if you're getting married or something and you had a registry, just to go ahead and put things that you need or want in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a link to it on our website if somebody wanted to locate that or visit it. And they would just see all of the items that we are in need of.
Gotcha.
And they could, you know, once they purchase those, then they're automatically shipped to us.
Got it. Okay.
A donation. Yeah.
Wonderful. And a quick question. Are you looking for volunteers all the time, or are you, 180 is a lot. Okay.
We are. Yes. We have so many different volunteer opportunities. You know, even with the pandemic, we have volunteers, you know, with the appropriate PPE who come in and put together the clothing packages. They'll just come in one at a time
mm-hmm.
And do that for clients, or they can volunteer virtually and do that. We have volunteers who work one-on-one with clients on resumes, cover letters, you know, updating their LinkedIn profile.
Awesome.
Interview skills, you know, basically, you know, a whole hour of whatever it is that the client feels she needs in her journey. And, but she can schedule as many appointments as she wants also.
Awesome. And do you have multilingual or bilingual volunteers and staff there too?
We do, but we always, always would appreciate more of those.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, the website is austin.dressforsuccess.org, and the phone number for folks if they want to call to either inquire about programs at Dress for Success for women's and women identifying folks' professional development, or for folks who are interested in helping. The phone number is 512-389-3723.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. Mia, I'm so grateful for your time. And I know it's 5 p.m. on March 25th. It's a Wednesday for everyone here. But I'm really glad that we could have this chat and share some information about the incredible work that Dress for Success does, Dress for Success Austin does to help people with all those issues of professionalism, identity, community engagement, confidence, mental health, all the gamut. So we're just so grateful. This interview will be up during International Women's Month, our programming series at Co-op Radio. And keep us posted in the future, please. We would love
to
advertise the next little black dress event or what have you.
Thank you so much, Lynn. I appreciate it. And have a great evening.
Yes, you too.
Okay, thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.